You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's my boy.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so mad at you with all these weird fucking hats that you can just put on yourself. You're such a nerd.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This old thing.
This old thing. I just made it this morning in quarantine. Oh, that's a rhyme. How you doing, babe?
I'm good. I'm going
to. Can I see your face, please?
Oh, okay. There we go.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little stir crazy. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Are you holding up okay?
I'm doing okay. I'm going a little stir crazy. My neighbor and his girlfriend went to Nashville where her folks are. And they texted me and they're like, hey, we're coming back next week. And I was like, why? Why don't come back here? There's nothing for you here. But they're like, we just missed the city. And I'm like, okay, bitches. All right, I won't see you soon because we're all isolated, but welcome back. I miss you, dude.
I miss you, too. I cannot wait to just, like, go sit at a bar and talk about absolutely nothing again.
I was going to say I can't wait for you to hold me again and not tell your wife about it.
Oh, well, she's putting the kids to bed, so
exactly.
Hear me out. Listen, I'm not gay or nothing, God damn it. But my wife has the vid, and I've got $500 in my pocket.
And speaking of $500, I feel very rich because next week's show is going to be baller. As you know, I'm obsessed with the show A Strange Loop. And next Wednesday night at 9 p.m., we have the creative team of A Strange Loop. We have Stephen Brackett. We have Raja Feather Kelly. And as of 2 days ago, Pulitzer winning Michael R. Jackson coming on the show to talk about A Strange Loop and their journey and where it's going. It's going to be a lot of fun. And my cats are, sorry if my camera shook, my cats are actively becoming certified Vietnam reenactors. But anyway, I want to give a special shout out.
That is oddly specific.
It is, but they're doing it. They're like, Charlie! I want to give a special shout out to our continued Patreon members. And today I'm going to make a bus song for them. So thank you, Roman Colombo. Roman Colombo, you didn't make a no-no. And Rebecca McMorrow, you make me thankful for tomorrow. Kathleen Hillen and David Rimmer. Oh, Rimmer, Rimmer. Josh Lehman, you simmer. And Liz Goldenberg. I've known you forever and thank you for supporting me. Josh Harris, I'm slapping my boobies. Ty Williams, I'm getting some cooties. And Tiffany Frazier and Sean with no last name. I thank you all for joining my Patreon. And that's all that I got for you. And I'm really excited to have our first Patreon Zoom party this coming Tuesday. So thank you so much for supporting the show. And if you want to, and you don't have to, because life is pretty fucking nuts right now, you can check us out at patreon.com/Josh Swallows Broadway. And for our dear, our show has an assistant, an associate producer almost, Elizabeth, we love you. Last week, I was supposed to shout out to your boyfriend, Josh, and I didn't because...
How could you forget the name?
I know. Maybe that's why I did. But Josh, I fucking love you. You know that? Watch out, Elizabeth. Gonna break up your home. And speaking of broken homes, there was a certain show that I fell in love with a long time ago, and the home wasn't broken, but it was on their way there, and the kids were acting out. The kids were acting out, and the parents were like, I know, we need to find a witch and a poor chimney sweep to turn this house around. And that's what they did. And I felt, I remember seeing like this in right after opening, I think, and just sobbing from the minute the curtain went up. And anyway, without further ado, some of the original Broadway cast of Mary fucking Poppins. Alan, bring them on.
All right, here they are. Yeah.
I wish Disney actually did call it Disney's Mary fucking Poppins. Oh, we have Gavin Lee, Vasti Monpoint, Tony Mansker, and Ashley Brown.
Yay!
Oh, gosh.
Go us.
Oh, no, go you. It was one of the most magical things I'd ever seen. From stop to finish. And now, I don't know, I know Ashley and Vasti know this, but Tony's been one of my best friends for, you know, gosh, almost 17 years.
Yeah.
Almost 17 years now. I was the best man at his wedding.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love that journey for you. And, you know, we got to watch each other make our Broadway debuts. And so to watch him make his debut and to sit up there on the chimneys, like all backlit while Gavin was like, hey, welcome. It's London. And oh, the wind's coming in from the east. Hey, yep. My name's Bette. Pigeons and popsicles.
You've been studying me, Josh. You've been studying me.
Well, I'm obsessed with you. Well, Gavin... I think it's really interesting that you auditioned to understudy Bert.
I did. I didn't know this at the time. I thought I was going in for Bert, but my one of the writers, Anthony Drew, and the choreographer, Stephen Meir, had other ideas, and they were getting me in front of Cameron McIntosh as an understudy, thinking that they thought I was talented enough to play the role, and they wanted Cameron to discover me, because that's what like Cameron likes to do. I went from apparently being seen for the understudy, and then oh, he might be good for the role, and so
or maybe it was nobody else can play the role. I think it was more like they saw you and they were like, shit, nobody else can do this, we have it, and now Cameron has to think it's his idea, so let's get him in there.
Maybe that's how it was.
That's magical. What do you remember where you were when you got the phone call?
Well, I there was me and another guy that were in the finals in London. And so we came in for our final audition. And the girl that played Mary Poppins in London, Laura Michelle Kelly, she'd already been cast. So she was reading with us. And he went in first and he came out all pissed because he only did one scene. And we'd been prepped with three dance routines and two songs and three scenes. And he only did about this much. And then he left. And then I went in and did everything about 10 times. And then Cameron walked up onto stage and went, we'd like to offer you the role of Bert. And it was like, what? So yeah, like Tom Schumacher from Disney, you know, Cameron McIntosh, everyone was sitting there, Matthew Bourne, Stephen Meir, the choreographers. It was pretty amazing.
I mean,
and then, of course, 2 years later, I come off stage and I get a phone call in my dressing room after the bows. And it's Cameron in New York City. And he's saying, we have auditioned everyone in the city and we'd like to offer you the role of Bert. You will be coming to Broadway with a girl you might know or you might get to know called Ashley Brown. And it's like, boom, the friendship started right there, Miss Ashley Brown. She then came to London for a week because she'd never been to London, and Cameron and Disney wanted her to feel English. So she came for a week, and we just showed her Buckingham Palace and made her drink tea with a saucer and that sort of thing.
And so it only takes a week to become British. That's what I love.
There you go. And she was perfect after 1 week.
It's like once I had that tea, I was good to go.
That's now, Ashley, I know that you started your Disney. Wait, can anybody else hear typing?
I can.
Alan, is that you typing?
No, you can't hear me because I'm not in the stream. I think it's actually some sort of bad noise echo cancellation from anyone who's not wearing headphones.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Do these count?
Yes, those count. Yes.
Okay, well, I don't mind. I find it very, it's like ASMR for us tonight.
I thought it was Gavin's tap shoes.
He was just sitting there tapping nervously, just tapping, tap, tap, tap. He just doesn't stop. Tap,
he's
tap,
like,
tap,
tap. I got the job.
And this is how I'm going to get the next one.
It was Tony.
It's Tony's tapping too. Ashley, you went on the road with On the Record, which was Disney propaganda. Honey. And then, I'm just kidding. And then, you made your Broadway debut with Belle. Mm-hmm. So what was the audition process like for Mary Poppins?
Well, I auditioned like 8 times, 9 times in a period of about 2 months. Like, I'm like, don't tell Equity, I should have been paid.
Right?
I auditioned so many times because they did their first round and then they were opening Tarzan. So then it kind of like went on hold for a minute. Then I went back in. And towards the end, I was auditioning with Gavin Creel. And they kind of did the auditions. We were at Playwrights Horizons, like on the stage, like the last week of auditions. And I remember workshopping. And at that point, I'd only done Belle. Like I had not really done this type of process before, or gotten this far, I guess I should say, in a new production. And so all that went into it. And so I was just like, Gavin, I don't know, because I didn't see anybody else there, but I was absolutely in disbelief. Like, I'm so sure they're not seeing anyone else. Like, hello. And I was like, what does this mean? And he goes, Ashley, all I have to say is we're still here and it's good news. And so I basically did everything but like fly by myself. Like, I did every part of the show except to fly on my own without wires. I was like, do you need me to juggle fire next? Like, what else we got to do?
Yeah.
And I was truly thinking I would be an understudy. I never thought that they, because I just hadn't done a lot, and I knew the other people they were seeing that have done so much more, and you know, Tony nominated people. And so I was like, I know I would be a good cover, maybe, you know. And so, anyways, long story long, I'm happy that it went the way it did. And I remember, you know, playing Belle in Beauty and the Beast at the time, and I was getting my wig on, and it was at the Lunt, and everybody's like, Tom Schumacher's here. Because he didn't come to that theater a whole lot. And I was like, what? And so I was thinking I don't know what he was going to tell me. So he walked in my dressing room. It was April 20th. And he said, I remember like every detail. And he's like, you know why I'm here, right? And I was like, no. And he's like, we want you to be our Mary Poppins. And I was like, aww. I'm sorry. Like, I was like, wait, her?
I just got to it.
I was like, her? And he was like, yeah, her. Like, all I remember is we said her a lot. Because I was like, you mean like 8 shows a week her, or like sometimes her? You know, like, and he was like, no, her. And he goes, and I was like, oh my gosh. And he goes, your life's about to change. And boy, was he right. Because he was like, you're leaving the show in Beauty and the Beast 2 weeks. We're sending you to London for 3 weeks. You got to start prepping. We want to have a break between characters. So there's like not, I mean, I was only in Beauty for about 8 months as it was. And they only signed me for 6 months because they weren't sure I could do it. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
They didn't tell me that till afterwards. I was like, thanks a lot for all of the trust.
Yeah. I mean, but that's fair. Like Finding Neverland and Waitress, you know, same producers do the same thing. They'll be like, here's a contract for 3 months.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, you know.
I guess with Beauty, you know, it was just like, you just never know. It was an older show. You never knew when they needed to like throw in a a celebrity, you know, to keep it moving. And at that point, like, I didn't have that kind of clout. And so anyway, so then I signed, I was so excited. Mary Poppins, I signed that year contract and was, I still sometimes can't believe it. Like, it all sometimes, you know, don't y'all feel, I'm like, was that a, like, did that happen in our lives? Even though it was such a big part of it.
What was it like meeting Gavin for the first time?
Well, we have actually by the way,
I can't hear a word that Ashley's saying. I can only hear you, Josh. So I've just been, I haven't got a clue what she's just saying.
Take out your headphones.
Gavin's a butthole.
No. It was StreamYard. Leave your headphones in.
Hello.
It's okay.
Hello. Are you okay now, Gavin?
No, Ashley, say something.
You missed a great story.
Yeah, I can't hear anyone but Josh.
Okay. Can you
As long as someone's as long as I can hear you, Josh.
Sure. Well, what I just asked Ashley is what it was like meeting you for the first time.
Well, amazing.
I mean, honestly, dreams came.
Oh, I can hear you now. I can hear her laugh. I can hear.
Yay!
My cackle finally pays off.
Disney magic.
Yes.
Well, it was pretty awesome because by the time I met Ashley, I'd got through to Mary Poppins already. I'd got through Laura Michelle Kelly, and then Scarlett Stralin were playing. I was playing with her in London, and so when Ash came along, I was like, "Whoa!" Because these two other girls were very British, and Ashley, as you can hear, is not naturally very English, I should say. So, but she was just amazing, and we spent quite a lot of time together in London, and I couldn't wait to get to New York and for us to start this journey. And who knew that the journey was going to go on for so long? In a good way.
Yeah.
Jeez. No, but the funny
and now,
thing
and
is,
now like, she lives like 10 minutes away from me. She's followed me around the country.
I just can't live without him. I cannot live That's without right. him. No, but the funny thing is, Gav, do you remember, like, speaking of things having to be Tom Schumacher and Cameron McIntosh's idea? So when I was in London, they had this whole like extravagant plan about where Gavin and I were going to meet. There were going to be cameras. It was going to be a whole thing. We run into each other on the street, and their friend, Jamie Forshaw, we're our friend, but I didn't know him as well then. Jamie was like in charge of like taking me around and make sure the Southern girl didn't get lost in London. And we run into each other on the street and we're like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to meet you, whatever. And everybody's like, we have to pretend this didn't happen.
So we're going to get told off. We're going to get told off. We're not supposed to have met. Oh, God.
I know.
So oh my God.
Pretend you never met me.
Yeah. And you know, it was a million emails going back and forth about this massive plan for Gavin and I to be introduced to each other. And then we run through down the street and we literally, that night we were like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're really excited about Broadway. Before. Yeah.
That's anyway. So funny.
I know.
Now, Vosti and Tony Mansker, what were your auditions like?
Well, Tony, you go.
Well, I was told by Tara Rubin's office that I was not right for Mary Poppins. So I actually didn't get an agent call. I fought my way from the open call. I was like, okay, if I'm not right for a chimney sweep, I'm not right for anything. So I wasn't about to accept that no as an answer. So I went to the open call and I had to go to two open calls to get weeded into the actually big callbacks. And it all happened over the course of a week, actually. Like, I think like my first open call was on Friday, and then the next call was on Monday. And then it was like Thursday and Friday were like the final callbacks. It's kind of like it was a week long. And in the middle of that week, I got sick as a dog, like fever. I had like the day before the final callback, I spent the entire day in bed because I was sick. I had like the full, I felt awful. And so the day of the final callback, Vosti, I'm sure you were there. It was when all the boys and girls were together. We were in the Playwrights Horizons Theater. The entire creative team was in the house.
It was so cool.
it was really cool. And that energy was like, we knew it was the day. You know what I mean? It was like, it was the final day. And every time I danced, I got dizzy. I was like, I just sort of put the sickness away and tried to ignore it. But I got dizzy every time I danced, about middle of the way through the combination, completely just dizzy as a, you know, like I was on a roller coaster. And then that was Friday, that final callback. And I was, I had a weird go-see on that next Monday morning. And I was sitting on a bench in the village when I got the call from my agent at the time that I'd booked it. So it was like a week and a couple of days and boom, and that was done.
Oh, so awesome.
Good for you, Tony. I was doing
like to fight for like who you are and know what you can do.
Yeah.
And you're also right. Like if you're not a chimney sweep, then nothing makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I was at the time doing the hit Tony Award winning show Hot Feet. If you guys saw it, it was fantastic. And I also could not get an appointment for the show. I also went to the open call and I just wanted to get out of, I mean, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I knew that it was going to close and soon. And I wanted to do it so bad. Mary Poppins was one of my favorite movies. So I went through the whole process as well. And it's still to this day, my favorite audition, like final callback experience, because I felt like I was in the movie Chorus Line because mm-hmm. the final audition was on a stage. And I was like, why aren't all auditions on stage?
I know.
And in a fluorescent room with bathrooms that smell like crap because everyone's nervous and just like shit's.
I don't know. Auditioning on stage sounds really scary for me.
Oh, I love it.
But we did it in
like perfect distance from the people judging you.
Exactly. That's what theater people do. We don't want to be all close. So yeah, it was still one of my favorites. And I just remember being on stage. I danced with a guy named Kevin Yee who also ended up getting it.
And I
remember it's one of my favorite experiences because I remember looking around at this time. This is before Broadway became hashtag woke, which has still got it still has places to go, but it was the first time it was like, and I looked around and I remember seeing another Black girl in there. And I saw some people of color and I was like, all right, so I guess my comp, because I wouldn't even look at anyone else. I was like, this is when one Black person per show was like the thing. So I was like, all right, there's one other Black girl there. So it's either me or her. Ah, she's really good. Well, we'll see what happens. And then I remember on the first day of rehearsal seeing her there and I was like, brava, Disney, brava. They just had just a mixture of everything. It was the first show I'd ever been in where I wasn't the token or I wasn't in an all Black show. So that part was amazing. But I also, when I got the call, I never checked my voicemail. So I'd gotten the offer for 2 weeks and didn't know. And then I was listening to my voicemail and I was
That is so you. So you didn't check your voicemail for 2 weeks. And then when you were like, maybe I'll check my voicemail today. That's how you found out that you got cast in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it was before smartphones and internet all the things.
They didn't try you again?
She did. My agent called me a few times, and then she thought maybe I was just, because I was in tech rehearsal for Hot Feet, so she thought maybe I was just, I don't know what she thought.
Like your feet were just too hot.
My feet were too hot. And then I had to act like it wasn't the call, because I didn't want to tell them. We all knew the show was going to fail, and everyone was complaining, mm-hmm. and I got the call, and I was like, yeah, guys, man. What a crazy journey we're about to go on, huh? Knowing that I was gonna do it. But that's my story.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
That is hilarious. Yeah, no, nobody likes to be that girl when you're like, yeah, we're closing. I know, that's just awful. Yeah.
That's too bad. Bye, guys. I'm going to go. It was literally across the street, too. The theaters were across the street from each other.
Yeah.
You just like pack up your dressing room and we're like, unpack.
Listen, God has a plan for you, okay? It's okay. That's hilarious.
If you guys, when the Lincoln Center Library opens back up, whoever's listening, go see Hot Feet. It's such a treat.
When the Lincoln Center Library opens up, I'm not going to go see Hot Feet, but I do wish everybody well and hopes they spend an afternoon doing that.
An afternoon. That sounds terrible.
Anyway, I think enough of Vasti. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not like that. I think I'm a little too neurotic to not check my voicemail for 2 weeks.
This was when, like, this was different. This was like, I mean,
what, even like, then, when I didn't have an agent, I would tell the restaurant that I worked at, Pietra Santa, for 2 weeks before I just stopped going and they didn't call me either. I didn't have an agent and I'd be like, my agent just paged me and I have to go call them.
Paged.
They'd be like, okay. And I'd be like, I don't have an agent, but I'd still call the imaginary agent and have a very real conversation. Anyway, that's my journey. Not everyone else's. Gavin, was Mary Poppins was your Broadway debut, right?
It was. Yes. It was a very big deal.
Thanks.
But was there like an extra sort of pressure when like coming over here that you put on yourself? Or I mean, for me, and I hope this makes sense, and maybe Ashley can speak on this too. I always look at my friends that book these Broadway, Disney, especially Disney leads, and I'm like, oh, it's sort of like being the president in a way. You are now Bert. You are now Mary Poppins. And it's sort of like, it might not be in your contract, but you also now have a responsibility sort of to be that person in the outside world as well. So what was it like making that shift to New York for you, Gavin?
Well, I mean, I think I didn't have so much nerves as just absolute gratitude that Disney and Cameron could quite easily have cast the whole show with Americans, yeah, from New York. They're certainly the talent. So I was just so grateful, but also that, because I was the one lucky person from the London cast to come to Broadway, in a way, it kind of made me feel like I'm really good at this role, because when you're the only one, you must do something right. And so, and also there was the added thing, like it was a British show. And so all you poor buggers had to cope with doing a good English accent, whereas like, I'm just doing my own accent. So had I been coming across to Broadway to open an American show, then I would have had a lot more nerves about the accent. But no, we're talking about it being Disney and talking about, you know, suddenly you're Bert. Me and Ashley have the added thing of like, well, everyone just thinks of Judy Andrews and Dick Van Dyke. So, and of course, the role of Bert will always be Dick Van Dyke's. I will always be number two or number 10. I will certainly never be number one.
You're certainly not going to be number 10 either.
the good thing was, it wasn't just this carbon copy of the movie that they brought onto the stage. Mm-hmm. Ashley can tell you. What is the musical? What did they do?
I mean, if I had to search, I just feel it's the best of the books and the best of the movie. I mean,
yeah.
Josh, over our time with Mary Poppins, we must have done, between us, we must have done, I'm going to guess, 300 interviews.
I guarantee you.
And they're like, don't be afraid.
Once in every interview.
Yeah.
We and always, they said, well, what's the musical about? Well, they took the best of the books and the best of the musical, and they made a new musical for the live stage. Like, we were so sick of saying the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But
sometimes
anyway,
in interviews, we would get the worst giggles.
But the point is, we weren't being Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews. We were a new version. So yeah.
Yes, you were.
Was off.
Absolutely.
You didn't have to be doing a carbon copy of someone who'd made the role so iconic in the first place.
Go ahead.
This is not even my question. But as someone who did a lot of movies based on musicals, like you two, those two were like the most like, it was just yours. And so it was just like, there's the musical and there's the movie. And there's no like watching it uncomfortable and being like, why isn't it that person? Why? Or like when you watch something, it's like, why did you guys do this? Like a movie, but like you guys made it so your own. And it's just so, it's still like just the best.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
You both were so hilarious and heartwarming.
And they never called out.
Ever.
They never really called out.
No.
Growing up backstage
she's saying we never called out. Gavin and I never called out. Remember when you were throwing up?
There was a trash can off stage and you were literally throwing up.
There was a trash can off stage and who was throwing up?
I threw up.
Ashley. Ashley, no. You were practically
on stage. Yeah. Just, like, fine.
No, and like beads of sweat, but it was during previews. So my covers didn't have costumes yet. Like they were, wasn't their fault. They like weren't, it wasn't time yet. And I just remember waking up and being like, looking back, it was a 24 hour bug, but it was like, you know, those turn on and turn off. And that's exactly what happened. But I called our company manager and was like, we have a problem. Like I'm sick. Like I'll come in and do it. But I was like, I was fine going to bed last night, but I woke up and I'm vomiting everywhere. So they took me to the doctor. They gave me some pills. I don't know what it was. It did something and they're like, can you do it? And it was one of those things where I'm like, I'll do it, but I can't make any promises.
Oh my God.
And so I was like taking it second by second, bead of sweat by bead of sweat. And
lying.
When I had to fly my first flight, I was like, cheerio, but keep an eye on them for me. And I had to hold it in my cheeks.
As you're flying away.
I had one of those as well.
Yeah, at the end of Act One. So it wasn't over the audience. But then I hurled everywhere in a trash can off stage. And at intermission, Cameron McIntosh and Tom Schumacher were like, with the ginger ale, like, so how are you thinking about Act Two? I was like, oh, my health is fine. Thank you for asking. Sure, I'll do it.
She sounded great. It makes no sense.
Well, you're all superheroes. Gavin, you had the same thing while upside down?
I do, yes. But mine wasn't because I was sick. Mine was because I stupidly forget in between shows not to eat too much food. And sometimes I'd go and have a big pasta with other company members, which was a big mistake when you're then wearing this really tight harness and then you're tap dancing upside down. Because the harness, where it pulls tight across your belly kind of pushes everything up. And I had one time I was tapping upside down. I sung the bit upside down. Tony knows it well because he understudied the role as well. And then you go down and you start walking down the other. Look at me using my screen. You start walking down.
Ooh, it's like I'm there.
You walk down the stage right side of the proscenium arch. And that when you're coming down, you're horizontal and you're facing directly downwards. So when I'm upside down, I'm like, I'm going to puke. And then when I turn and I'm facing down, I'm coming down, walking like in slow-mo. And Jane and Michael Banks are dancing Step in Time directly underneath me, smiling and looking up like, look at that. And I'm coming down and I'm like, I'm going to fucking puke on Jane and Michael. I kid you not. The sick was here. I was bright red. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to puke. Oh my God, oh my God. And thank God I got down to the bottoms and stepped upright and whizzed off stage and kind of swallowed it back down. Nice. But that was the most hair-raising, oh my God, I could just see the headlines.
You would have been a legend. Actors.
That, I mean, I don't wish it happened, but I do. Now, that's
cool, wouldn't it? If that was on YouTube for life, that would have been amazing.
I mean, I would have puked on people when they told me I would have to tap upside down. Like, what did you do when they were like, P.S., you're going to tap upside down?
It was pretty amazing. My jaw hit the floor because they had an aerialist come in. beforehand, just in the theater to test all the rigging and see whether it could work. And then Cameron was like, can you do that? And I was like, I want to be able to do that, but I don't know if I can do that. And then learning to tap upside down. I mean, it was a whole thing.
It was
an amazing illusion trick. And I always say it wasn't, and it used to get rounds of applause and it used to be people's favorite part, but I was just the lucky actor that got to do that really great trick.
Emoji Land asked me to go down a slide and I told them to go fuck themselves.
You're like,
I was like, no, a slide? Fuck off. I'll walk on.
Slide.
Now, Tony, you.
That would have been fun.
No. Tony, you covered Bert.
I did.
So tell me what that was like, because you were fucking incredible in your track. But you were, I mean, when I saw you go on when Gavin was on vacation, mm-hmm. and I mean, the amount of tears that were shed, I mean, I literally drowned three children in the boxes because I was crying so hard. One of them was Bobby Cannavale's son. True story. I'm sorry, Bobby, but it happened. It happened. Ask Schumacher, it happened. Hashtag Disney Secrets. Tony, what was that like?
It maybe is one of the most special moments of my entire life. It was going on for Bert and getting to play that role. I played it opposite Ashley and Scarlett. It was everything I've ever wanted as a performer wrapped into one package. You know what I mean? It was, I like to bring joy. I like to smile and sing and dance and act all at the same time. And then on top of it, to fly, to be at the center of one of the coolest special effects that I think has ever been on Broadway. It takes me back. I don't even know. I think about it. I go back there mentally a lot, like when I'm going to sleep, because it brings me such joy to remember that moment in time. I was just at the New Amsterdam Theater to see Aladdin. I took our company, I took a group of kids to see Aladdin, and we did a talk back. And as I sat at the New Am, I teared up because I was brought back to when we lived there. You know what I mean? When we were there all the time. And I looked up at that proscenium and thought to myself, you know, I was one of the lucky people that got to do that effect and be 25 feet in the air. It was a special moment for me. It's possibly part of why I don't pursue performing so much and so as hardcore as I once did, because I'm not sure that anything will come around that will be that special as far as like getting to do everything, getting to sing, act, dance, and be a part of what I thought was a really special story. You know, people feel some kind of way, I feel like, about Disney on Broadway. There's just this sort of like something, you know, oh, it's just Disney on Broadway. Meanwhile, so many of my friends showed up to the show and said, I can't believe that I was bawling at the end of the show. It brought tears to my, everybody said that to me. And so it was like, once they saw the production and I think that the heart, especially at the original company we had a lot of heart on that stage. So, you know, I look back at the understudying Bert as possibly one of the most special experiences of my entire life. I'm forever grateful for that opportunity. It really was.
Well, today I took a trip down memory lane and I watched a lot of your TV performances.
Oh gosh.
No, I almost like pulled clips, but then I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. My favorite though was Supercalifragilistic. I don't know how the fuck y'all did all that. Now I did, the British boys came over and did Into the Woods in the Park. And that was hard because the choreography is like, and it's like, it's just a mind fuck. But then I watched yours and I was like, I quit the industry. And you learned Supercal on your first day of rehearsal?
We learn like five letters a day. The great thing is Matthew and Stephen, the choreographers, put all the letters up on the mirrors.
Yes.
Because if you hadn't learned how to spell the word, you were never going to be able to spell it and do the choreography. So you just have to read the letters and go, what's the position that we're going to do to match that? And And we only learned, what, like five letters a day for the first week. So by the end of the week, you'd spend an hour a day on five letters each, and then you put them all together. And I don't know about you guys, but I know on my deathbed, if someone says, do the letters, oh, I'll be like, oh, yeah, S-U-P.
There's got it.
No, oh, way, yeah, same. Ever,
but it's
never,
cool.
Ever forget
I think it's the coolest thing, because it's almost like our
ingrained in my body. Like, and also doing it fast. I can't do it slow. It's got to be S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-L-S-U-P-
is like, excuse me, like, I'm a big fan. I'm a fan. Will you do the letters?
I'm about to die, bitch.
I know, but will you please?
Oh, for God's sake, okay.
Okay. It's really impressive. Vossi, how long were you with the show?
For 2 years.
You were with it for 2 years. You all were with it for 2 years. Yeah, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's amazing.
Oh, is that? Oh, right. Yeah, I did 2 years. Then went. Me and Ashley went off on the.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you guys left.
A year and a half, and then I came back actually for 2.5 years. So it did longer on Broadway the second time. I couldn't get enough of it, Josh. I couldn't get enough of it.
That's really special, and that doesn't happen so often.
It's a privilege to be able to do it.
I know. Well, I often find that, like, look at all the Mary Poppins mugs.
Oh, I got one of them downstairs. I didn't bring mine.
Stephen Meir gave us these.
Yes, I still have mine, too.
Stephen Meir, with a great deal of love.
I beat you all.
Hey.
I'm so sure I just brought wine. I didn't bring any.
Oh, there's a margarita
in my bedroom, so it's just in my cupboard.
Yay! I have some embarrassing pictures of Ashley I can show if she's like.
Nasty, really I need photo approves. Okay,
they're here, so like, just let me know when.
So what's it when from?
From different things. Why don't you trust me?
Well, we all know why we don't trust Vossi Monpoint.
That's a loaded question.
I want to hear some crazy.
On the menu.
What are some crazy shenanigans that happened during Mary Poppins? There has to be some.
Well,
you guys remember during the Olympics when we like during the Olympics and we like every day walking up the stairs we'd have an Olympic challenge. Do you remember? It was so weird, and we would play the
Olympic theme
song. All of you, it was weird.
Vossi is asking if you remember going up the stairs during the Olympics and every day was a different Olympic challenge.
Do you guys remember? I have so many videos that I could, that I wish
Vossi
I would have.
Vossi says she has videos.
I do.
Wow. I saw
awesome
I,
got
I can only hear Ashley and Josh, so I can't
yeah, no.
in with the shenanigans because I don't know what you're saying.
Well, what are some shenanigans that you remember, Gavin?
You what?
What are some shenanigans that you remember, Gavin? Are you a trickster?
I'm not really a trickster, no. I'm extremely boring and professional when it comes on stage. I will lose a lot, but I don't tend to start the tricks. And then sometimes if they go on too long, I could be that person that's tutting. Like, people are paying $150. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm a bit an asshole like that.
Good for you.
We were on stage, yes. But on stage, I'm a bit like, oh, you're so boring.
Oh, well, I mean.
I was like, Mary's track was like Isolation Station.
Yeah.
I saw the ensemble like kind of during Super Cow, kind of during Seven Time, but it was like in the bunker when I would be like going to the other side of the stage. But I was like, anybody
want to
play? But it was like me and my dresser and hair, like Team Mary's, what I call them. And they were like my besties.
And Jane and Michael.
Jane and Michael.
With the kids a lot. Some great kids, some not great kids.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. It's hard with kids. I often find that it's the parents that drive me the most crazy. They're either incredible and they become your friends, or like it's like, wow, You had a dream about you, parent. It didn't come true, parent. You know?
Totally. Yeah. No, but there's definitely shenanigans. We had fun, but it was just kind of like, I was always kind of heard about it afterwards, or like, we would have fun, like, after, like, we would do Saturday Night Cock.
One of my Saturday Night Cock?
Cocktail parties.
Josh, you missed that one.
Oh,
you're like, y'all, are we doing a Saturday Night Cock? But it was a cocktail party.
Okay, all right. I was about to get, I was like, hey, Mary Poppins, hey, I need a nanny.
One of my favorite random memories is when Harry Potter books got banned backstage because when the new Harry Potter book came out, everyone in the ensemble bought it. And people were like going to their queues late. Do you remember that? Why does anyone remember
these? Backstage?
They were like, no one's allowed to read Harry Potter because we were all into it. I think it was, maybe it was the Half-Blood Prince or the, I have weird memories of Mary Poppins.
Or was it just like annoying that people were reading?
No, we were all, it was like the most quiet was backstage. We were all just like, but then we weren't like getting on stage on time. So they're like, guys,
you were missing cues because you were reading Harry Potter.
They're like, can you not read Harry Potter anymore?
You know, like the
truth. Gavin told on y'all.
Probably. Yeah. I came down and went, I'm just not having it. I'm going to the company manager right now.
I'm not having it. I'm not.
No reading.
We wouldn't do this in London. None of us can read in London.
You know, for real though, there were no easy jobs in Mary Poppins. There was nobody had an easy trip.
One person.
You know, like, who was that one person? Who,
no, I said not one person.
Oh, there wasn't one.
I guess
of us
Bird Woman has a pretty chill.
She's a that's a princess track. Okay. The bird lady.
I want the bird woman job.
Maybe Admiral Boom, you know, maybe Admiral Boom has got it easy. But for the most part, 98% of the cast had like, I mean, I had, you know, Vasi and I, we had, I don't know about you, Vasi, I had seven makeup changes.
Seven makeup changes?
My skin, I mean, you guys see how flawless my skin is. It was the worst my skin had ever looked. We would put it on, then we would wipe it off aggressively because we had to, and I actually, it was the first time that I was like, I'm going to use my dark skin to my advantage. And I remember going, they're like, do you have the chimney dust on your face? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do. And then I never wore it ever again. Yeah, I have it on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a lot of makeup changes in the show.
Yeah. You lied to them. You said...
Oh, yeah.
They said, is your chimney sweep makeup on? And you just said yes, because you're black.
Because, I was like, all the oppression that my people have faced all comes
All the oppression that your people have faced, I think this
is
to you. I
was like, I'm gonna take an L and lie, because
yeah,
I feel
no,
like
this is reparations. This is what it is.
That makes up for everything.
Everything.
Ensemble member, like 15 years ago.
This makes up for it. I believe Haiti is going to make you their queen now.
Yes.
They're going to be like, all hail Vasi Mompoint. She finally got us.
That's a really good Haitian accent.
Thank you. I worked with you for a long time. My mom just calls it racially insensitive, but I appreciate that you recognize it as an accent, because that's important to me. But no, you four were all a part of something that really changed things for me. This business can bring us the fuck down. This business sucks. And when I saw that show, I was going through a hard time. Tony knows I was in the magical musical Wicked, and you know, that was a hard place to work, at least at that time. And it might still be, but that show, well, not right now. That show, your show made me remember part of why I moved to New York. It made me remember what excited me about musicals when I was a kid, what made it go, oh, this is what I need to do. You all did that for me. And in times like these, where, you know, there's a lot of darkness, for all of us, and a lot of, like, you know, just crazy uncertain times. I can look back at those memories. I can rewatch your performances on TV, and I can feel that spark of joy again. And it's just important for me to tell you for that. And
thank you.
Yeah, I mean that. And I know that life is crazy, but you four are really nailing it for me today. And I love you so much. And Gavin, surprise, I talked to your wife, and congratulations. I'm your fourth child.
Hey.
I'm already there. I'm in your garage. I built this morning. Dad. Anyway, thank y'all so much.
Child. No.
It's okay. I'm only needy. No, thank you all so much for coming on the show. Ashley, I miss you a lot. Getting snatched together. We were getting snatched at Mark Fisher Fitness when all this shit went down. We were gym buddies, and we were in the
same class next to each other on the mat. We were ready to go, ready to get snatched.
With kettlebells.
Ready to lift each other up in a really crazy workout. Have y'all ever done snatched? Anybody?
No.
Other than Josh and I?
Insane.
I did it.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Eddie. He's the best.
I didn't know we were allowed extras.
I don't think that we are. He just burst in.
No, Eddie.
I would never interrupt.
And speaking of, real quick, Vosti and Tony and Eddie have these great, great companies, Broadway Babysitters and the Broadway Broadway Arts Lab Company. Balco, please check them out. They're incredible. I've been working for both, and it's just amazing. But Ashley and I were getting fucking fit at Mark Fisher Fitness when all this shit went down. But
we nailed all two classes.
I know, but we're gonna do it again. We're gonna do it again.
Are they not online for you guys?
They are, well, but
they
it's
are, but it's more not about the same camaraderie. Mm-hmm. I did it like right before I got preggies, and I have never felt better. You know, it would just, it's like I was so fit and like healthy and living my dreams, and I got knocked up, and it's all gone. You know, it's like gone physically downhill from there, if you know what I'm saying.
No, whatever. You're nailing it, but we can still do it together if you want to FaceTime, and you can swing the baby, and I'll the cat.
I'll do it, and we'll eat our protein, our greens.
Yeah, and Gavin. You can read me stories later. I really like the Gruffalo right now.
I will read you to sleep.
And Vosti, I love you so much.
Private chat. The private chat's killing me right now. I'm sorry that you guys have the private chat, but the last few sentences are great. I just
Vosti, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Love you,
God. I love you guys so much
for tuning in, and tune in next week. Josh Swallows Broadway. We're bringing you a strange loop. It's going to be amazing. Have a great night. And whatever you do, you're fucking nailing it. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
Josh Swallows Broadway is produced by Alan Seals, Dori Berenstein, and myself, Josh Lehman, with associate producer Elizabeth Wheelis. And special thanks to our Patreon producers, David Rimmer and Josh Harris. You can join them. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Josh Swallows Broadway. Leave a rating. Leave a review. I read them. This is how I continue living. Help me live. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for keeping Broadway alive, and swallow you soon.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching.
Suf's has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.